This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Oh, baby. Let's go. Are we having a good day already?
It is a great day. I feel like I think I lost 100 pounds in sweat.
Oh, this
already.
Morning?
Yeah. It is very sweaty outside.
We'll get to that. Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Rongi. Good morning, Wednesday, July 23rd. We need you today. 314-436-7900. Visit with us. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. You can watch us live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You should be following us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, holy monkey, it is hot out there. Amy is not wrong. It is hot. We are under a heat dome, and the heat dome is expanding to the East Coast. It is bad. We are hoping to visit with AccuWeather to get an idea of when this is going to go away.
It's rough out there.
It's bad.
And news breaking yesterday afternoon that legendary heavy metal icon Ozzy Osbourne has died. He was 76 years old.
That's, that's one of those that I, for some reason, did not expect it. I don't know why.
I think he was pretty sick
I felt like he was going to be around forever. And, oh boy, not a good night last night for the Cardinals in Colorado. They lose to the Rockies. They will play this afternoon. Good news for you guys is that we don't have a shortened show. It's an afternoon game, but it will not cut into our time, so you get the full effect. You get all 3 hours of Chris and Amy.
Hey, I have a question.
They start at 2:10. We have the pregame show at 1:15, by the way. So Gas House Gang will happen at 12.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question because we've talked a lot about the Cardinals pitching and Michael McGreevy and how he needs to be up. I think it was in the Post-Dispatch even. The players want Michael McGreevy up to stay.
Yeah, Contreras was talking about it after the game Sunday, or was it Monday?
Can you name another starting pitcher in the Cardinals organization that's currently developing that you would move up?
What they would probably do is move Matz to the rotation.
they would move Matz up. There's no one. There's not another McGreevy.
I don't think there's anybody they want to use right now.
Should there be another McGreevy at this point?
Well, because ideally, but it's not. It's also kind of a lot to ask for an organization to have two major league ready pitchers who can come up here and perform. Because if that were the case, they would be playing.
Well, but would they though? Because McGreevy wasn't. I guess here's my
point. You can get away with one, but if you have two that are good enough that they should be pitching at the major league level, starting at the major league level, they're likely on a team somewhere.
Here's where I think a lot of fans are frustrated. It is not going well for Miles Michaelis and Eric Fetty. It's not. It's bad.
Not lately.
You pretty much know that you're not going to win those games. The Cardinals went into the season saying we're going to focus on youth. I would argue they're not that particularly young right now. They're not that young. It's not a very, very, very young team. We've got a few guys, but it hasn't been a youth-centric season. So when you keep seeing Fetty and Michaelis out there, it's a no-brainer that McGreevy's up and stays. Why would he not be up there?
Well, I think that's going to happen. My guess is the reason they had Fetty still pitching, and not Michaelis so much, but Fetty still pitching, is I think there was a hope that if they got a few good starts out of him leading into the deadline, there would be some team, because every team is desperate for pitching. Every team is desperate for pitching at this time of year. So there's a chance, I think, they thought, that if he performs well, some other team might be interested. And then they could make some kind of deal. So clearly that's not working out now. I think there was a time it worked out. Now their rotation, so you're sort of half right on the youth. The age of the position players, fairly young, still pretty young, but it's the pitching staff that's not all that young. It's one of the older pitching staff, maybe a top 10 older pitching
Contreras
staff.
But Contreras isn't considered young.
No, he's a veteran player
and
by now.
Arenado is not young. And
right.
I will
but
say this.
But you're talking about Walker and Gorman and...
But this is my argument with Gorman. He is young. He's got 2 years on Jordan Walker. And Gorman, I mean, could absolutely... If the Cardinals are sellers, which a lot of people want them to be sellers. Bernie McLiss, right? On the Gashouse game.
Yeah.
He said the three things we learned after the Diamondback series was sell, sell, sell. Mm-hmm. Those were the three things. Nolan Gorman has a couple years on Jordan Walker. Do we know that that Nolan Gorman, at least as long as he stays here, will be the current iteration of Nolan Gorman? And if so, do you move on from him?
I don't think you move on from him yet, unless you have a better option that's just ready to go. I would have liked for him to get third base and just play there all year. If they could have made a deal for Arenado, that would have been in the Cardinals' absolute best interest to start the season. Because then you could just give the guy everyday playing time, let him go, see what happens. Because it is not unusual anymore for baseball players, hitters in particular, to take a few years before they really develop into something. And it's not like he might develop into something special, but he can develop into a guy who deserves to play every day. And that's something they could use, right? So to have Arenado still here, that sort of mucked that up a little bit.
Yeah.
It could have been and should have been a year where he was just your guy at the corner and you just let him go and see what happens at the end of the season. But it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, I think that's where some of the frustration is.
Of course it is.
For a lot of fans, it feels like there's 1 foot in, 1 foot out of whatever it is the Cardinals are doing.
Kind of. And it's, you know what? I'll tell you what, Amy, it's sort of been that way.
Mm-hmm.
For years,
I don't ever in my lifetime, and I could be wrong, remember an actual full tear down fire sale.
They've not done it.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
So that's what you're talking about, is that they have always believed they can maintain some competitiveness by just sort of doing it the way they've done it, never doing a full tear down and rebuild. I think they thought for a long time the fan base wouldn't go along with it. I think. This is my contention, and I could be wrong about this. I think modern baseball fans are more willing to let your team do a complete teardown, be bad for a while, because they know on the other end of that, if you're a good organization, you'll make a good team.
So question,
because they've seen it work. They've seen teams like the Astros do it. The Cubs have done it. It works.
So
it can work if you do it right.
Modern baseball fans, though, do you really mean modern, like today's Cardinals fans, or do you mean actually mean baseball fans?
All of it.
Because Cardinals fans are also different. I don't know if we're different or not. Okay. We feel different.
So I don't think so. I think the Cardinals fans are just like other fans in that way now.
We just have an experience. We haven't experienced, though, what the Cubs and the Pirates have experienced.
Right, because they haven't done a teardown.
Yeah.
Now, the Pirates, all they do is tear down. they're
always
never good.
In teardown.
Yeah, they're never good. But Cardinals fans, yeah, for a while, because it was working. Everything they were doing was working in terms of being competitive. Mm-hmm. They would put a team out there every year for two decades that was at least fighting for the division and usually better than that. I mean, they were a legit playoff team year in and year out. It was working. So Cardinals fans then would probably not have been on board with tearing down because the team was good. But now that it's sort of been, I don't want to say half-assed, but it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. It, like you said, it feels like one foot in, one foot out a lot. I think now they would rather just say, rip the Band-Aid, start over, and let's put a new team together. And I think they would be on board with that. And you might still get people to come to the ballpark for a couple of years while they're rebuilding, because at least they know there's a plan.
Well, they didn't have to tear down either, because the Cardinals farm system for two decades was insane.
Yeah, it was
insane.
They were developing players.
Not just players. They were developing Hall of Famers.
But now,
Albert Pujols, Adam Wainwright, the Memphis Mafia, Yadier Molina, that's not normal.
It isn't, and it worked for a long time, but then other teams just sort of bypassed them.
So if the Pirates are a team that's always in teardown mode, right? And the Dodgers are a team where they just buy. You could say they buy championships, and I know there's, whatever. You know, they don't always win.
Hey, whatever.
They buy.
I would love to have a team that spends like that.
But, and the Cardinals.
And I know the Cardinals are a different, you know, they're not the Dodgers. I get that.
The Cardinals are the development team. They're kind of like whatever the Brewers are now. The Brewers are leaning into that. So if you put those three camps, constant mess like the Pirates, constantly spending $300 million on great players, or you have to develop and spend like the Cardinals, those three camps, how much of Major League Baseball falls into?
Oh, that's tough. There are very few teams that spend whatever they want to. Mets and Dodgers, probably the best examples. Yankees for a long time were that.
Red Sox
did that for a while.
The Braves
spend a decent amount of money, but it's not like...
They're more like the Cardinals.
Closer. Yeah. So more teams don't try very much, you know. More teams don't really put all that much effort into it. People don't care how you win. Your fan base does not care how you get it done. They just want you to get it done. Mm-hmm. My opinion of it is, I want you to get it done, and I don't want you to leave any avenues toward that off the table. So if it is, we have to spend in free agency, then go spend in free agency. If it's, we need to draft and develop, then you better draft and develop. If it's all of it, then you better do all of it. That's whatever you have to do to put a championship caliber team together, go do it. That's what I want. I think that's what most fans want.
Well,
they don't care they don't care if you spend $300 million. They're not going to enjoy that World Series parade less if your team's a $300 million payroll team. They don't care.
In the meantime, it's the most White Sox thing ever, but they weren't even good at losing because they only held the record for worst team ever for less than a year.
Let's give the Rockies a little bit of time because they did win yesterday.
They did.
They won yesterday, but yes, the Colorado Rockies are right now.
That would be the most White Sox thing ever to not even hold the record for a year.
It's such a great point. They'll be the forgotten worst team ever.
Yes. They're bad at losing.
They're the forgotten championship team.
Yes.
They won a championship 20 years ago and nobody remembers it. So you're absolutely right about that.
Right? It sucks for them.
So right now the Colorado Rockies are on pace to be worse than the worst team ever, which was last year. But the Rockies did win last night. We'll see what they do today. Cardinals are trying to help them become the worst team ever. And this afternoon, they have an opportunity. 1:15 pregame show, 2:10 first pitch from Colorado.
To hear from you today, 314-436-7900. Check in, call, text. We've got Coca-Cola and Target next.
What?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
So we were just talking about the Cardinals, and you know, they're not really rebuild, but kind of a they're in a transition because they're moving to a new president of baseball operations. We know John Mozeliak is stepping down soon, so the organization is going to be different. We have a texter after our conversation we just had last segment who asks, are they going to keep doing this status quo until the inevitable work stoppage? And that is a very important point to remember, because if you're wondering how aggressive teams are going to be, you might have a couple of really aggressive teams at the during the offseason coming up. But the collective bargaining agreement ends in December of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the common thought right now among pretty much everybody in baseball is there is going to be a lockout.
Ugh.
So now that could change. There can be some developments between now and then, but there seems to be quite a bit of distance between the sides and what they want. Of course, owners want a salary cap. I don't know that they're going to get it, but it's been discussed. It's just, I think we should all prepare ourselves for the very distinct possibility. Yeah. And it's over a year away, almost a year and a half away, but it is... It is very likely at this point that we're going to have another work stoppage, mm-hmm. and it'll be the first one since, what, 90s?
Yeah, looming like the sword of Damocles.
And that was bad for baseball. That
steroids
work stoppage was
saved us.
Bad. Yes, it did.
Steroids saved baseball, or at least accelerated the return of baseball, 100%.
And real quick before we move on, my contention about work stoppages now mm-hmm. is with audiences fragmented the way they are, I don't think you want to be away from people for too long.
You don't want to play with fire.
Because if you're away from people for too long, they will forget about you. So that's baseball needs to be very, very careful. All sports need to be careful about work stoppages moving forward.
Yes. And just I know we're moving on. But as a from the hockey side point, the Gary Bettman and the NHL, they were able to work that out before the CBA expired coming up, because Gary Bettman has had three work stoppages under his tenure and he did not want a fourth. And hockey, which does not have the cachet of Major League Baseball, could not afford a work stoppage.
Now, even if the thing expires on December 1st and there's no deal, that doesn't necessarily mean they can't get something done in time for spring training the following year. So there's really no interruption, but there would be no free agency. There would be no signings. There'd be nothing like that. So I hope baseball can avoid that.
All right. We want to hear from you. We're going to talk some food today, including in the 10 o'clock hour. But just as a quick note, you probably heard President Trump announced earlier this week that Coca-Cola has agreed to switch from high fructose corn syrup back to cane sugar in its signature drink. And I've heard a lot of stories and approaches of whether or not it's better for you. I heard this morning a doctor compared it to, like, what, heroin or fentanyl? They're both bad. I'm like, geez Louise, that's a little strong.
That's kind of what it seems like.
It is, except, Ranj, you and I talked to the reporter from the Washington Post about processed foods.
Yeah.
And sugar, of course sugar's bad for you. Of course you could argue that sugar's like a drug. Of course sugar makes you gain weight and it spikes your blood sugar and you get addicted to it. I get it. However, the more processed the sugar is, the worse it is for you. And if you've gone to Europe and had Coke, or is like Mexican Coke, you know, you've gone to Mexico and had Coke and thought, man, it tastes better. That's because in those countries, Coca-Cola has to use real sugar, real cane sugar. So while it's not great to drink soda, I do think it's a step in the right direction to move away from some of these super highly processed foods. And no, I'm not saying Coke is healthy for you, and you're still going to gain weight if you drink 10 Cokes a day. But anytime you can move away from an extra step of processing and the manufacturing process of all of these foods, I think it's better.
I think it probably is, but it does seem like the research doesn't know for sure yet, because I think if you put everything together, all the research that's been done on the corn syrup versus sugar, they all have similar effects on your metabolism, that sort of thing. Maybe it has different effects when it comes to cancer or something like that down the road that we just don't know. It's almost like an erring on the side of caution kind of thing, which, you know, I guess is better,
yeah.
But I don't. It seems better. Because you think, oh, it's sugar. It grows naturally. Mm-hmm. It's got to be good for you. But you know, they process that sugar too.
I've gotten in this conversation so many times with people about like the fake sugar, like aspartame, and like, oh, yeah, studies show it's totally healthy. You may say that, and that's fine. It's America. If you want to drink aspartame, personally, I don't trust it. If I'm going to drink a soda, I would rather deal with the bad side effects of sugar than long-term effects of aspartame or chemicals or fake sugar. I'm just not a big fan of chemicals. It's why I would rather eat a hamburger than the Impossible Burger, like chemicals in a product that tastes like meat that's not meat. I'm just not a big fan of that. And here's where some of my skepticism comes in. I get that sometimes they'll say, oh, the research says it's safe. Well, they said that about Zantac, like the acid reflux medicines.
Yep.
And now all these class action lawsuits are coming out saying that oh, actually, this stuff is really bad for you. I had one of my friends who was a doctor when I was dealing with stomach stuff. He said, and I quote, don't go on Zantac. It's not good. And so, yeah, I guess like maybe if you've got severe acid reflux where it's eating your esophagus, it might be worth taking the chances of Zantac. But I do think we kind of hand that stuff out willy-nilly where people are just taking it. And I don't think it's good for you.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that probably
even though it's
isn't,
technically but it's okay, sort of, you know, even though it technically says it's okay.
Yeah. An acid reflux drug, my understanding is that you've got to be careful using it, mm-hmm. that you don't want to use it every single day if you can avoid doing that. But you do also have to weigh it against, is that better than having stomach acid, like you said, eating away at your esophagus?
So here's
which
what
it probably is.
I had to change my diet significantly. It wasn't that I was eating fried foods, but I was having some pretty severe stomach issues for other reasons. And I think a lot of people don't want to change their diet. Like, I could not drink Coke right now if I wanted to because it would irritate my stomach so badly. Yeah. So that's the decision I make rather than taking Zantac every day.
Speaking of distrust, I think a lot of us have distrust of State Farm and their decision in Illinois to raise insurance rates by 27% and the reasons why they say they have to do it. We are going to talk to Mark Fitzpatrick, who is with Money Geek, is a personal finance and insurance expert. Also, won Jeopardy five times.
That part,
five-time Jeopardy winner.
So amazing to me.
So we will talk Mark. We're going to talk to Mark Fitzpatrick when we come back on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Recently, we learned of State Farm's intention of raising homeowners insurance rates up to about 27% on average in the state of Illinois. We know costs are going up around the country, whether it's insurance or just your, you know, day-to-day necessities that you have to buy. And we want to know more about why this is happening with insurance in particular, because that's a lot of money for average people. So to talk about that with us is Money Geek's personal finance and insurance expert, also a five-time Jeopardy winner, Mark Fitzpatrick, with us on KMOX. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about this. First of all, let's talk about this Jeopardy thing. You won Jeopardy five times?
Five times last year. Yeah, kind of a whirlwind. Wow. They film them all in one day.
Oh.
Kind of a lifelong dream. Definitely my favorite fun fact about myself at this point.
That's a great fun fact. Winning once. I think actually being on Jeopardy is a fun fact.
Yeah, I agree. And that was the goal, right? So I can't believe what actually happened.
Okay, and I know we're going to move on, but just to clarify. So you were on when it was Ken Jennings or Mayim Bialik?
Ken Jennings. Last year.
Last year, man.
Very nice guy. Not like we had personal conversations, but seems like a very nice guy on the stage.
He's very unapproachable. He's back in the green room. Don't talk to him.
Make eye contact. We're not even going to get to State Farm. We're just going to ask you about Jeopardy.
Yeah, forget about State Farm. Tell us about Jeopardy.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, Mark. So tell us about this rate increase, because just from, you know, if you're just an average person and you hear this, you go, what the hell? 27%? That's insanity. I think even 7% would be a pretty big increase for people.
Yeah, agreed 100%. I mean, you're talking something when people are paying home insurance, right? They're paying, you know, thousands of dollars a year already potentially. So a 27% increase on top of that is a lot. And what you're seeing in Illinois is something you see a lot around the country, but in different ways. We've all heard of the California wildfires, right? Mm-hmm. So what insurers have to do, you think very simply about how insurers do their business and make money. They, at a large scale, right, they cover tons of homeowners, and those homeowners pay their premiums, and that's how they make money. But of course, they have to pay out when something happens. So what's happened with State Farm in Illinois is that they have costs, they have payouts, largely because of a rise in hail damage in Illinois, the most hail damage after Texas in the country. They have payouts far exceeding what they're actually pulling in premiums. So for them, for this to make economic sense, they need this combined ratio, right, to be 1-to-1, you know, or higher, like their payouts are lower than what they're getting in. But that's not happening. And in Illinois, insurers can raise rates without approval. So State Farm just has to file and they can raise rates 30 days after that.
Okay. So we talked to someone several months ago, maybe a year ago, I think months ago, about insurance rates. And this person who was, I think, with the insurance companies, like the insurance association, said that absolutely not a natural disaster in California will not affect your rates in Missouri. And a natural disaster in Florida doesn't directly affect your rates in Missouri. And I'm not a tinfoil hat person, but to me, that just doesn't seem right. I feel like a company like a State Farm would have to raise rates on states like Illinois or Missouri to help pay for the natural disasters in California and Florida. Am I wrong in that?
So the insurance companies will tell you they're just trying to balance the books on an individual state level. And you'll see like politicians in Illinois, like Governor Pritzker, say that that's actually not the case. It's actually kind of hard to tell from their filings and projections. But what the insurance companies say, right, is that they're trying to make sure that their book of business in an individual state, right, is not losing them money. And that's why, you know, California is an example, right? Insurers could not raise rates in California, where they weren't approved to raise rates, so they just left the state. So there's not 100%, unfortunately, like visibility on whether it's like exactly true that these insurers, like you're saying, are they making up for their losses in one state with profits by raising rates in another and profits? They say there aren't, but there's not a lot of visibility there, unfortunately.
You mentioned too, you brought up California. You said Illinois, that they're allowed, the insurance companies are allowed to raise their rates. Well, in California, at least as of a year or two ago, they ranked last. They ranked 50th in rate suppression, meaning an insurance company says, okay, we need a 40% rate increase to cover the costs of what we're dealing with in California. The state regulators say no, we'll approve 15%. And then suddenly it's not economically viable. So they move out of California, or like I said, I thought they would raise the rates in states that don't have strong regulations, like Illinois, or I think it's like Vermont doesn't have strong regulations, so you can raise the rates there.
Yeah, most states are like Illinois. States like California or New York are the exception. And, you know, it's kind of, it's these are horrifying things that are happening to people's homes. But in economic sense, right, it kind of gets in, and this is all mixed with politics and economics, right? Like the endless debate over free markets versus government regulation, because you'll see that when you allow things to be unregulated, like in Illinois, well, you're kind of subject to the pricing rules that insurers set for themselves. But if you try to regulate, like California, well, these companies have the freedom to stop doing business. So it's trying to find that balance. And you have all these in-between kind of solutions, right? For example, in Florida, they have Citizens Property Insurance, which is a government-backed insurance company for those who can't find insurance elsewhere. So it's actually the state that ends up being on the hook.
Yeah, not to play devil's advocate for an insurance company, but when you do have the natural disasters on the scale that you're seeing in California with all of those homes burned to the ground, or in Florida with hurricanes, would a company like State Farm need some kind of help if they were to really just pay that all out? Would that put them under unless they got help?
Right. I mean, you made a good point earlier. These operate nationwide, so they probably wouldn't put the company under. But in a company that has the ability to choose where it does business, why would they do business there?
Yeah.
Right. In a free market. So yeah, that's kind of the crux of the issue, is that these guys, these insurance companies, what is the value they're adding? What is their skill? Well, it's assessing risk. And if risk becomes impossible to assess, whatever you think about climate change or not, there has been more variance in climate events and increasing climate events. If it becomes way harder to assess risk, well, that was traditionally how they add value, right? They're assessing the risk of an entire geographic region. But if they can't assess that accurately because of the volatility of a climate, then it's just their best skill becomes harder to perform, and it becomes harder for them to be a profitable business.
So then, all right, well, something has to give then, because there are going to be a lot of people who just can't afford that raise. They're already, you know, dealing with property taxes, maybe. Not maybe, they are. They got property taxes.
Electric bills.
The electric bills are going up. Ameren has said that they're going to have to increase energy. So on this front, as far as, you know, what the state of Illinois or Governor Pritzker can do here, something has to give. It can't just, what happens then? What happens to people if they just say, well, sorry, I can't afford homeowners insurance anymore?
Yeah, there's a few things. Unfortunately, the news is not great for people's wallets, but people should be able to get insurance. Illinois, like a lot of states, has what's called a fair plan or a fair market. It means FAIR, it's fair access to insurance requirements. So this is like a residual market. If home insurance companies won't cover you, and it's funded by penalties, the insurance companies that operate in the state, if they can't cover you, you can go to the FAIR plan and an insurer has to put you on a policy. But these can be quite expensive, right? So how can you solve this for the average person? You can go from bottom up, the person helping themselves, or you can go top down with policy. You know, bottom up, if you see a sudden spike in home insurance rates, like you have State Farm, remember that there's lots of insurers operating in the state and they operate on different models and different insurers might be cheaper for you. And it's kind of a commodified product, right? A lot of what they offer is the same. So if you can shop around and cross, even if you don't have a rate raise, I would recommend you do this, like shop around when your policy is ending and find one that's cheaper for you. Of course, one that has a good reputation too. You don't want to be left in the lurch when your home burns down or is hit by hail. So people should shop around for their own insurance. They can also adjust their own policy. Now you're making your own risk, you know, adjustments, right? Like maybe I'll raise my deductible, or maybe I won't add some of the special features and coverages that are on my plan right now. And then what can you do from the top down? I mean, you might have to be really creative there, right? Like the government could, what's the biggest issue in Illinois? Hail, right? The government could create incentives or tax credits for people to build impact resistant roofs for their homes, right? Like encourage people economically to get impact resistant roofing. They get a discount from their insurance company. The insurance market is more stable. That's one example of something creative you could do, but there's no one easy solution here when the climate reality is changing a little bit in Illinois and other places.
Just as we let you go, Mark, I did want to ask, because everything is relative here. So when it comes to insurance rates, like home insurance rates in Missouri and Illinois, how do we rank compared to other states in the country? Are we affordable? Are we high?
Let me pull that up for you right now. Because off the top of my head, I don't know the ranking, but I got my data set here.
I'm interested in this too, because I know the people who usually complain about Illinois being expensive,
and Missouri's Florida, got... Like parents who have like retired and moved to Florida, like I know when they move there, they're like, holy cow, car insurance and homeowner insurance is so expensive.
In Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not, I don't know, they just, you think it's going to be cheaper for you because there are no, what, income taxes or whatever, but then they get you in other ways.
Which would be not government, though, but it would be just insurance.
It's top 20 most expensive, so rates are individual, right? So we're talking averages here. But we have an average of $1,800 a year for Florida, for Illinois, I'm sorry. Compare that to Florida of $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Buddy.
All right. And what is it in Missouri?
Sorry?
In Missouri, what is it?
In Missouri, we have just above Illinois at about $2,000 a year.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big difference. That would be a shock to the system. If you're used to paying $1,800 in Illinois, you move to Florida and it's $5,000. Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you hear lots of stories, right? It's not just insurance, of course, but also property taxes and HOA fees of, you know, snowbirds with their places in Florida. And suddenly it's like prohibitively expensive.
Well, Mark.
And you got to make a choice.
Mark, we appreciate the information today. Thank you for talking it over with us. I don't know. It still seems very complicated and probably intentionally so. So
we'd love to talk to you again.
We'd like to bring you back on again and see if we can, you know, get to the bottom of more of these insurance scams. Everything's a scam. Thank you, Mark.
Of course, anytime. Let's also figure out all the scams together.
Congratulations on your Jeopardy run.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Mark Fitzpatrick, a personal finance and insurance expert with Money Geek. Also won Jeopardy five times. Five-time Jeopardy winner.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, you call it a scam. I like to call it a racket. I like when things are a racket. That's a great word.
And it's interesting. You wouldn't think it because we always think that Illinois is so highly regulated. Well, why not the insurance industry? Well, you have State Farm and Country Financial are headquartered there. So you don't think they have lobbyists?
It's a racket.
Yeah.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, the very first Tesla diner opened in West Hollywood this week. And the headline says that it is exactly what it sounds like. And I thought, well, wait.
What does it sound like? Everything's electric? Right. Isn't it all right? I don't know. What the hell is that?
That was such a horrible like subheading.
Automated? Is it automated?
Yeah, no. It's an eatery that's owned by Tesla. And basically, it's a diner that you can eat at while you charge your Tesla. So it is kind of automated. It has a 66-foot LED screen or multiple screens that play movies. It has a humanoid robot that serves popcorn, a menu with burgers and fries, and something called Epic Bacon. But it is a Tesla diner, so go there, charge your Tesla, and have a robot give you popcorn. I just thought it was funny because it said it is exactly what it sounds like. And I had my first reaction is, what is it?
I don't know what it sounds like either.
I don't know.
That sounds very confusing to me. Like, oh, you know, Tesla diner, you know what it is.
No.
But it's like having, a restaurant at a gas station. That's a big thing in Kansas City, isn't it? Oh, they have a bunch of restaurants and gas stations there.
Do they? We have restaurants
and hotels.
Yeah, barbecue
places. Well, yeah, that's normal to have a restaurant and a hotel. What are you talking about? Have you seen this story about this inmate in Tennessee who's on death row and he's set to be put to death by lethal injection?
Oh, no.
And it's supposed to happen August 5th. Well, he has a defibrillator in his chest, and a judge has ruled that they have to shut that off before they do the lethal injection, because once they do the injection, the device itself will notice that the heart is starting to slow down and will try to shock it back into.
Oh, geez, that's awful.
Right. So,
oh my gosh.
The state doesn't want to do that. His attorneys obviously want this to happen, and the judge has ruled that it has to happen. They have to shut it down. But then they have to find a doctor who is willing to do that. Because some doctors would not be. There's a, you know, do no harm thing, so they may not be willing to. So legally, the state of Tennessee is fighting it. They're going back and forth. Look, this, and by the way, this man is 64. He's got dementia. He's in a wheelchair, multiple organ failures. Or 69, I'm sorry. This just seems like a whole lot of effort to put a guy to death. And forget about the crime.
What was the crime?
Obviously, it was murder. I haven't looked it up, but it doesn't. I don't care about that.
Only in Vietnam, a woman was put to death for financial crime. That's tough.
That's nuts. Well, I don't think it was financial crime, but it's like this is a lot of time and effort and clearly cost to keep fighting this. Just keep the guy in jail.
Here's what I will say. What are we doing here? Yeah, like I'm not totally against the death penalty on principle. I'm just not. I think there are times for it. Talking to Ranj and, about the different issues that we have with the death penalty, I definitely have more hesitations. One reason, because we do not have a good or consistent system.
For doing it.
Yeah. And when you have a bunch of botched executions, that's not great. And so if you are pro-death penalty, and like I said, I'm not against the death penalty on principle. I'm just not. I don't like saying pro-death penalty. It sounds like I'm cheering for it. But if you are going to be okay with the death penalty, I do think we need to figure out a system that's not so cruel. And I feel like every execution is kind of surrounded by chaos.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work, or they can't agree on how to handle it. I don't know.
Like, I'm not
going to
lose sleep over this. But it seems like a thing we shouldn't be doing. And by the way, he's intellectually disabled. And he has been his entire life, apparently. So We have this bloodthirst. Like, we have to put people to death.
At least
just
know
keep
what
them
you're
in jail.
Doing.
He's got dementia. He's going to die anyway. Just leave him there. Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ranji. Hour two of the show is coming up. We're going to talk to Benji Molina about the Cardinals at 10:30. That is happening right here on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.